comes Patel again. Over the wicket, he's appealing for LBW. Oh. Mutchell's gone. He's got him, LBW. Mutchell's gone for nine. He was, it was Plum. He never moved his feet. Patel's got his fourth wicket. This is really nervy now. Warwickshire must be fancying their chances of pulling this off here. 130 for seven. Patel's got one more over after this as well. Jeetan Patel, 4 for 20 from 8.5. All of them LBWs. Crowding the bat now for Gareth Breeze in his final one-day appearance for Durham. Patel in bowls. Breeze turns it past square leg and will get off the mark with a single. A number of people all thinking this is set up for Gareth Breeze to win the match in his last appearance for Durham. Fairy tales don't always happen, remember? Oh, unbelievable. He's tried a reverse sweep. And he's flicked that off his back foot, through the wicketkeeper's legs and away for four. How did that not hit the stumps? I tell you what, in circumstances like this, that's the last shot you want to see a batsman play. Ridiculous shot in the circumstances, but Stokes on 32, Durham 149, 4-7. Heather says, this is nerve-wracking. Come on, Durham, only 16 more runs, says Aaron Myers. Paul says, I watched Newcastle Hull from behind the curtains while watching Durham through my fingers. Leslie says, don't do anything silly now, Durham, one finger, hand even on the trophy. Lots of people suggesting Breeze might hit the winning runs on his final one-day appearance for Durham. These could be 16 of the longest runs you've ever heard in your life coming here. Waiting to do an update for BBC Newcastle here. If nothing else, this has been a match. It's nervous, I've got a headache, I'm going to need to lie down in a darkened room in a minute, and this is meant to be a fun job as well. People were thinking it was going to be a bit of a cakewalk, but it's been a very difficult day to bat. Really, really difficult. What a final this has been. Wokes coming in now, the ball to Breeze. Breeze guides that down through the slip cordon, and there's the win! The winning runs from Gareth Breeze in his final appearance for Durham. The Cinderella moment. He hugs Ben Stokes out in the middle. Celebrations on the Durham balcony. The amount of people who predicted it would be Breeze in his final game for Durham, scoring the winning runs here. And we were suggesting that not often do fairy tales happen in cricket. It's happened. Celebrations going on. The Durham supporters outnumbered here by a great deal today by the Warwickshire fans. The Durham fans in the Compton stand down on my right-hand side, up out their seats applauding. What a tense game this has been. Stunning stuff, Breeze. The pictures show him hugging his children there, emotional. And what a performance as well from Ben Stokes. Let's not forget what he did here. 38. Stunning. What a win for Durham. I tell you what it is. 4 weeks ago, they were second bottom in the county championship. They were staring at relegation. This was going to be the season from hell that nobody would want to remember. They've won three in a row in the championship to get out of danger and secure their first division survival. They've now won six in a row in the one-day league as well, which equals their record set here the last time they won the cup in 2007. A stunning afternoon for Durham. They've won it in difficult circumstances by three wickets.